A Voice in the Wilderness from John, the first chapter, and Psalm 32. John is living in the wilderness, away from all influences of the hypocrites, and is baptizing with water as he waits for the Savior of the world. It is the priests and the Levites from Jerusalem that question who John is. They want to know from whom and what his baptism is. For good or bad, they're looking for the Messiah or a prophet. It is John who proclaims the prophet Isaiah's recognizable quote, "I am the voice of one crying out in the wilderness, make straight the way of the Lord." John puts his own spin on this phrase because he is in the wilderness. John is making it clear that John is not the Messiah. John is not Elijah, and John is not even a prophet, according to John. It is clear that the priests are looking for something to tell the Jews, but this John is not helping their case. He is telling them and us what the Lord will do and that we should all make straight the way of the Lord. It is one greater than John the Baptist that is coming. One so great even the baptizer is not worthy. The one who comes after him is someone that walks with them, and they do not recognize. It is God who reveals to John whom the one is that will save the world from its sin. It is God who calls John to baptize and proclaim the one coming to save. It is God who calls us to proclaim to all nations the one who has come and has suffered for us and is willing to exchange for us his life for ours. It is God who tells us who Jesus is. It is the Spirit of God who comes down and lands on Jesus to declare a new baptism. It is John who baptized with water to prepare us for the one coming who will baptize with the Spirit. It is Jesus who has come and conquered death and the grave for us so that we too can receive the Spirit of God and live in the resurrection. It was the baby born in a manger that lived among the people whom the people did not know. He walks among them and has been with them. This is the one the Father has said will be the gate for all people to receive the Spirit. It is this Jesus that the Heavenly Father declares is the salvation of the world. From Psalm 32 we hear, "Happy are those whose transgression is forgiven, whose sin is covered. Happy are those to whom the Lord imputes no iniquity, and in whose spirit there is no deceit." End quote. In the darkness of our lives, we need someone to bring light into our lives and show us the way to the Lord. Like the claim of the prophet Isaiah, we can be the ones in the wilderness. Cry out, make straight the way of the Lord. Jesus Christ is the open gate to our salvation. Amen. Let us pray. Glorious God, help us to hear when your chosen voices proclaim the work of your Son, Jesus Christ, who lives and reigns in this world and the next, the open gate for all your children. Amen.